March 30th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I call you my children as long as the day is long. You must feel my frustration as I see so many subtle attacks eating away at the faith. I come once again to encourage my remnant faithful to cling to the tradition of faith. Do not be swayed by liberal thinking. Some try to create new doctrines which are more pleasing to man. Support the truths which have been handed down to you from the times of the apostles. Do not allow moral relativism, which lends support to the doctrines of demons, to infiltrate your hearts. You must realize that hearts are under attack as never before. Satan knows full well that this is his hour to pull souls away from the remnant faithful and into error. Those who support error are becoming more and more visible. This generation must not use Sodom and Gomorrah as role models. All the confusion which attacks the truths of the faith is a sign of my approaching wrath. You, my children, must live as the souls in Nineveh did." A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. "Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you.' So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he cried, 'Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.' And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, 'By the decree of the king and his nobles, that neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not.' When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.